Proclamation number 2757 of May 28, 1943. God's will and God's permission. The will of man struggles in vain against the divine will. It is certainly free, i.e., it can want, but not always carry out what it wants. And consequently he will never be able to accomplish anything by virtue of his will if God's will is directed against it. For everything has to submit to his will governs heaven and earth and his will can never be trumped by human will. Yet in most cases God does not oppose human will, nor does he prevent the human being from carrying out his own will, in which case he can let his will come into effect, but for which he then also has to take responsibility. What God himself wants is extremely wise and therefore always good. What man wants can certainly be permitted by God, but need not therefore always be good. And that is why a difference must be made between God's will and God's permission, for what God allows is always based on the will of man and very often lacks wisdom and also love. Thus, in a sense, God gives his approval to a flawed plan. To a plan whose guiding principle is neither to be found in love nor in wisdom and which must therefore contradict divine will. God tolerates it, but he never approves of it. However, if he were to oppose it with his own will, then the human being's free will could never come into effect and therefore also not be recognized. On the other hand, however, the human being could never be called to account because then he could never carry out something that is bad and he would have to carry out the good under a certain compulsion as he would be prevented by God from doing the opposite. And this is why the greatest chaos can exist on earth. Divine will not take action against it as long as human will itself creates this chaos. For God's purpose through his forbearance is that the human being himself comes to realize and changes his will, that he subordinates himself to divine will and returns to divine order of his own accord, i.e., that he stands in godlike will and acts accordingly. Only when a person's will becomes more and more reversed, when he distances himself further and further from the divine order, does God set his will against it. Then man's will is powerless and cannot rise up against God's will. Then he cannot carry out what he wants and yet he has to answer for the wrong will because it is free. The strength to carry it out always comes to him from the side to which his will is turned. God supports him if his will is good, but God's adversary gives him his power and strength if the human will declares itself willing to work for him by being willing to accomplish things that run counter to divine will and divine order. However, God allows his will to become action when the human will fails completely and this poses a danger to the whole of humanity. Then the will of God visibly comes into action and man's will is unable to oppose the divine will, for this alone reigns in heaven and on earth. Amen.